Good morning. We're continuing Chayot on the class of Mavav, and we're discussing the halachas of tznius in regards to children. So we mentioned we want to talk about the halachas of yichud. So once the boy reaches the age of 9 years old, there's going to be concern of yichud with him. So if you have a babysitter who is over bas mitzvah, and there's a boy who's 9 years old, if that, only the two of them are in the house, it is a yichud situation, which would be halachically aser. Since she is over bas mitzvah, she has the mitzvahs halachas of yichud, and he's over the age of 9. So that point is when the halachas of yichud between a boy, he has the status that his ma'isabiyah is a ma'isabiyah, and therefore there's halachas of yichud in regards to him. Similarly, if you have a boy who's over the age of bar mitzvah, and you have a girl who's over the age of 3 years old, the halachas of yichud apply. So in both situations, we have to find some resolution for the situation of yichud. So there are various different options. If it's of a time of day, and the person is in a place where there is a rishus rabban nearby, and it's a time of day where people are passing by, so pesach pasul rishus rabban is enough to address the yichud situation and solve the problem. If there is a neighbor who has a key who can enter unannounced, and they're able to get it come in on their own, that would address the yichud situation. Mishas hatchach gadol, maybe if there's a closed circuit TV situation, possibly that will address the yichud situation. That's questionable. Okay. So the next halach we want to talk about, also regards to yichud, is there's a concept in yichud known as a shomer. So the concern of yichud is that the individuals will do something inappropriate. If you have somebody there who will not be drawn into the situation, so since they are there and they're not going to be drawn into the situation, on the other hand, they see and they can talk about it, so people would be uncomfortable and embarrassed to do something inappropriate in their presence, so that removes the yichud situation. So, for example, there's a concept by a woman, if her husband is in town, Bala Be'ir creates a heter. A husband who's ishta ima, his wife is with him, creates a heter. So a child, since they themselves are not really interested in doing something inappropriate, they don't have the yetzahara yet, if they are old enough to understand and subsequently talk about it, they can act as a shomer for a yichud situation. So a man is also to be together with two women, but if one of the women is a girl, and the girl is between the ages of, about 5 years old, where she's old enough to understand what's going on, when she sees something inappropriate, and she would talk about it, so at that point in time, the girl will act as a shomer to be mounted the situation. And that is true even if we're talking about a mother and a daughter. So the daughter can act as the shmira for the individuals. A boy, similarly, a boy from the age of 5 or 6 years old who understands what's going on, he's not a yichud situation mitzad himself. The boy could act as a shomer. Now, normally, two men and a woman is mutter, but if you have two women and you have a man and a woman, and you have a young boy, and the man, let's say, is a porutz, where that situation is not mutter, but the fact that the child is there, the child would act as a shomer, that would be sufficient to be moderate. So we can use the children in these situations as a shmira. Obviously, once the child reaches the age where they themselves generate a chiv of yichud, the bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, so they're no longer going to be a shomer. Okay. the last halachas I want to talk about is halachas of shira. Kol bi sheirva, and we'll talk about that in the next shir. And meanwhile, have a good day.